Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across, simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast. When you think about the future, what kind of technology do you envision? Whatever the future holds, artificial intelligence will undoubtedly be at the heart of it all. Join Graham Class as he hosts Season 2 of Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast, and hears from the minds transforming healthcare, retail, entertainment, personal computing, and more with the help of AI. Tune in every other Tuesday and explore the latest technology that's changing our world today and creating a more accessible tomorrow. Listen to Technically Speaking, an Intel podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey Brainstuff, I'm Lauren Vogelbaum, and today's episode is a classic from the archives. Some of our episodes deal with incredibly mundane topics, how everyday objects are made, or the history behind some specific law or tradition. And I like those, but I also like this one, because the question it asks is a little bit bigger. How did life on Earth begin? Could it have come from beyond the stars? Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. Imagine a comet hurtling through the nothingness of space. It smashes into a planet, causing destruction, but also bringing life. That's because hitching a ride on the surface of the comet were tiny traces of organic material or even alien eggs, explaining how life could spread across the cosmos and arrive on our planet. Panspermia, meaning seeds everywhere, is the name of the theory that life on Earth may have cosmic origins, and it's been both debated by scientists and featured in works of science fiction. Now, a group of nearly three dozen scientists from around the world are putting a tweak in the theory, suggesting not that Earth's earliest life had outer space origins, but that panspermia may be responsible for the Cambrian explosion. That's a point in Earth's history approximately 451 million years ago, when most major animal groups appear in the fossil record. In their article, Cause of Cambrian Explosion, Terrestrial or Cosmic, published in a 2018 issue of the journal Progress in Biophysics and Molecular Biology, 33 scientists tie the rise of unique animals, tardigrades, octopuses, and the bevy of other odd and unique animals that flourished at that time, to panspermia, suggesting that many of these relatively bizarre and never-before-seen creatures descend from organic alien material. The authors write, "It takes little imagination to consider that the Precambrian mass extinction event was correlated with the impact of a giant life-bearing comet and the subsequent seeding of Earth with new cosmic-derived cellular organisms and viral genes. But we haven't cracked the mystery of life's origins just yet. This new paper isn't built on any new discoveries or research. It's a literature review that, for the most part, references the author's own existing work. But that's by design, the authors acknowledge. They write, "We are acutely aware that mainstream thinking on the origin and further evolution of life on Earth is anchored firmly in the terrestrial paradigm. Our aim here is to facilitate further discussion in the biophysical, biomedical, and evolutionary science communities." Panspermia is at this point only a concept, but it dates back well before the last 100 years or so of modern science fiction. Way back at the turn of the 18th century, French diplomat and natural historian Benoît de Mey proposed that life across the cosmos could have been seeded from space. And a few scholars even interpret ancient Greek philosopher Anaxagoras of Clazomenae's musings along the same lines. He spoke vaguely of cosmic seeds 2,500 years ago. The paper has already drawn skepticism. Astrobiologist Francis Westall, for instance, points out that while some forms of extremophile life have been observed surviving in the vacuum of space for short periods of time, this new paper's suppositions would require eggs, embryos, or other cells survive thousands of years, if not more, in space. Westall told Newsweek when discussing the paper, "Unfortunately, it is all too easy to pull information out of the literature to support one's hypothesis. Nature is incredible, and I do not think it is necessary to call on extraterrestrials to explain it." An alternate theory for the Cambrian explosion goes by the name Snowball Earth, and it suggests that 715 million years ago, our planet became encased in ice for 150 million years, killing most existing life forms, and that a massive thaw allowed for an explosion of biodiversity. Today's episode is based on the article, "Panspermia: Did Alien Seeds Cause Life to Explode on Earth?" on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Christopher Hasiotis. BrainStuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Today's episode is brought to you by Canva. We're all looking for ways to make an impact at work, but not all of us are skilled in visual design. Canva helps you get your point across simply and beautifully. It's easy to design Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, and videos. You start with a designer-made template and customize it with your content. Plus, add graphics, charts, and more from Canva's massive media library. Whatever department you work in, Canva is perfect for any task. Sales decks, hiring docs, marketing brainstorms, employee videos, you name it. Anyone at work can design with Canva. Start designing today at canva.com. Designed for work.